The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cathal Friel, Executive Chairman, and Mo Khan, Chief Executive Officer of Open Orphan, ORPH is ticker there. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Justin, thanks for having us this morning.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, it's good to have you both on, and it's nice to get some positive news out there with all the news about Russia-Ukraine. So, Mo, new Chief Executive Officer, Cathal, explain, tell me more, why is this happening?
Yeah, Justin, look, I'm delighted to announce, despite the day, but look, we've all been around the market often enough, give it a week or two or three, and I'm sure the market will be back in much better shape when the world realizes that Putin's going to stay within Ukraine. He's not going to annoy the rest of Europe. Anyway, that's for the markets. Delighted that Mo on board. It's always been my intention with an open orphan, as we grow the business, have a proper, real CRO-type CEO on board. So Mo has a lifetime experience in the CRO business. Delighted he's on board now as CEO. We've worked together, gone back to the middle of October. He came on board in the middle of October as a non-exec director. And to be honest, Mo's kind of been quasi-full-time in the road as acting CEO since before Christmas. So the two of us have got a great bit of time to figure out, can we work together? We know we can. And just reassuring our clients that I'm going to remain very hands-on on board as we go forward. I'm the largest shareholder, huge part of my net worth tied up in Open Orphan. So it's in very safe hands of Mo, and I'm going to be in the London office 3-4 days every week, very involved. I'll probably spend more time now looking how we expand the business, capital markets. Share price is not where it is, but look, I'm absolutely convinced we'll get it back there. And then on Mo's previous tenure, he spent 19 years at Pharmaland, grew it very substantially, and then had a wonderful, successful trade sale 2 years ago. So we're lucky to get him. And I think maybe over to Mo, tell us a few words yourself, Mo.
Thanks, Cathal. Thank you for those kind words. So yeah, I'm honored, excited, and looking forward to Open Orphan as a CEO. I know from my past 4 months working here, Open Orphan is a true leader, world leader in human challenge trials, and what Cathal and the board and the team have built here is something to be really proud of. Over the last 4 months, I've worked very closely with the management team and got to know them, got to know the processes, the facilities, and the different offices, and I'm looking forward to working on what they currently have, but also looking at building new service lines, building new viral challenge models, visiting the different offices, and engaging with the employees to get their buy-in in the growth. Also kind of working with the customers that we currently have and exploring additional cross-selling opportunities with them. And of course, looking after our loyal shareholder base that's been with us for a while. And as Cathal mentioned, the share price isn't where it should be, but I have full confidence that with what we have ahead of us this year, that the share price will definitely jump up again and get back to where it should be.
Yeah, guys, good to chat to you, and it's nice to have you both on board here. And like I said, busy news flow constantly out of Open Orphan. No doubt it'll continue, and we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you,
Justin. Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.